I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
South Africa is home to many popular music forms, from Umbakanga, a style of South African music with rural Zulu roots that today continues to inspire and shape the music of musicians worldwide. Another form of South African urban popular music is called Umblebe, African vocal music. And there is yet another style that emerged during the apartheid era called township jive. Township jive emerged from South African townships. And what's even more striking is that this genre of African music influenced Western breakdance. However, it was born in South Africa during the apartheid era, 1948 to the early 1990s, far from the shores of North America. South Africa's Mahotella Queens, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and several other groups perform music grounded in township jive, a subgenre of South African township music and dance that not only influenced North American breakdance and hip-hop, but its foundational structure is also readily heard in modern South African gospel music. With high-pitched, choppy guitars and a powerful bass line, township jive is heavily influenced by funk, reggae, American R&B, soul, and also draws on South African marabi music. That's gospel music which helped to define the broad impact of the style. More formally known as Jiva, Township Jive received an international boost from its commercial influence, largely paced by American urban trends developing in the inner cities in the U.S., though most agree that Township Jive owes its allegiance to Kwela, a penny whistle music of the 1950s. Along this same stretch of time, a growing shift away from imitating American music, specifically jazz, began to harken back to intentional experimentation with localized African sounds and cultural features. Because of musical styles like township jive, and despite the oppressive footprint of apartheid, South Africa was and remains an epicenter for the creation of new globally infused music, birthed in a region of the world where the ancient past has not been forgotten nor overshadowed by modernity. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.